Tom K. Peck here at Merrill High School as we get set for the opening tip. East is in red tonight with the black and white trim. Merrill is in white with the red and blue trim. As we mentioned, Merrill coming in with a record of 6-5. East is 5-5, still looking for that first Wisconsin Valley Conference win, possibly coming here tonight. Dylan Hamlin will jump it up against Jake Anderson. Anderson, the tallest Blue Jay, they actually have three players listed at 6'5". Anderson, the only starter that tall. And Merrill will control the tap, and they'll have it to start. Brandon Parks on the dribble in the front court, gives it off to Chaz Moots. Moots left wing now. They get it in the post, hopped away, but Merrill runs down the loose ball. And they'll reset. He's coming out in their typical zone to start here. He stayed in his zone for the most part, although they will go man-to-man once in a while, especially if a team decides to shoot. And now Hamlin's going to pick up a quick foul over the top as he tried to knock the ball away. The outside official made that call, and Dylan Hamlin picks up a quick one. Not shooting foul, and Merrill will inbound it. Nick Peterson will inbound the basketball for the Blue Jays. We are courtside here at Merrill High School. Kind of a different look than we normally are, up a little bit higher. Blue Jays have it. Here's a free ball by Moots outside. Left it a little bit short. Hamlin with the rebound. Here comes Easton. Want to push for Koski to the front court to Taylor. Nearly knocked away, but he gets it back. Taylor picked up his dribble now. Needs some help. Hamlin puts it on the floor. Drives in. We're going to get a double dribble call on Dylan Hamlin. I didn't see that, but double dribble is the call. I'm not sure that that's something that East wants, is Hamlin handling the basketball out near the top of the key and driving into the paint. East's big men come out on this offense and grab the ball on a pass at the top of the key, and they normally then dish it to one of the wings. That time Hamlin took it right to the basket, but he double dribbled. Merrill with it in the front court. Nick Peterson, left wing to Moots. Something about being at floor level is sometimes you get blocked out by the officials. Peterson makes that Brandon Barts on the dribble. Now they swing it right wing. Now Nick Peterson has it. They get it in the post to Jake Anderson. He turns, lost the handle on it, goes out of bounds. It'll be East basketball. Turnover on the Blue Jays as Anderson with a nice spin move got free but then dribbled it off his leg. And the Lumberjacks will have it. No score here. Slow start for both teams. Butkowski to the front court. Right wing to Taylor. They're looking to post up Hamlin inside. Taylor spins in the paint, and he traveled with the basketball. Lost his balance. Falls into a lot of a foul call. Didn't get it. That one, as Taylor drove in, looked like his arm got grabbed, but they let it go, let him play on, and Taylor gets called for the travel. Second turnover on the Lumberjacks. They have yet to get a shot away. Merrill into the front court. Right wing. Matt Rutkowski passed up the three. Now Anderson on the baseline. Throws it away. Dimka with the steal. And he's back the other way. Tanner Dimka, front court. Rutkowski goes baseline. And we're going to get a blocking foul called on the Blue Jays. That's going to go against Brandon Barts. That'll be his first. Lumberjacks will inbound it here with 6:05 to play first quarter. Still no score. Trenton Pate's going to get into the game for Bryce Taylor. And it will be Tucker Diethelm in the game for Merrill. He's another 6'5 player. It's like a very strong inside player. The Lumberjacks inbounds to Widmar quickly into Hamlin, and Diethelm quickly picks up a reach and foul. They went right at him with Hamlin in the paint that time. Second foul on the Blue Jays, and the Lumberjacks will inbound it again. Dimka looks to get it in. Still looking. Now over the top to Pate. Pate has it left wing. Dimka free throw line, double. Needs to get rid of it to Rutkowski. They'll reset. Jaden Rutkowski dribbles out near center court. Now he tries crossover, drives the lane, hangs in the air, puts it up. No. And the rebound grabbed by the Blue Jays. And now a tie-up, and they're going to get Dylan Hamlin with his second foul. Loose ball foul on Hamlin, and he's going to have to take an early steep. Jaden Rutkowski had a great crossover dribble that time to get into the lane, but he missed the shot. And Sean Wilson will get the early call as Hamlin will go to the bench with two quick fouls. 5:47 to play here first quarter. Wilson not as tall as Hamlin, but certainly stronger. He is solidly built. Now we get a whistle, and what are we going to have? official's going to come over and have a conversation with Paul Dint. I don't think he appreciates some of the heat he's been getting early here from the East bench. And he wants to probably put a stop to that as quickly as he can. Coach Dimka is convinced that there were a couple of fouls that should have been called on the Blue Jays. Instead, Hamlin picked up a couple of quick ones, and he let the guys in the stripes know about it. Brandon Bartz will bring it ahead now for Merrill. To Moose in the front court. Bounce pass right wing. Rutkowski drives in, throws up a runner. That's off the paint. Across the board's no good. And the Dimka pulls down the rebound and draws a loose ball foul on the Blue Jays. That's going to go on Matt Rutkowski. That's his first. 5:32 to play here, first quarter, and neither team has scored. Rutkowski will bring it into the front court. On the dribble, gets a screen from Wilson. Now gets it to Widmark. Thought about the three. Now he traveled with the basketball. Three turnovers here in the early going. This is reminiscent of what happened against Rapids the other night. Lumberjack turned it over way too many times, and it cost him in a seven-point loss. And here, they have three turnovers on their first four possessions of the game. Brandon Bartz into the front court. This is Moots driving in. Knock Wilson down. No whistle. Let him play on. Here's a drive in. He inside, and we're going to get, that should be a double dribble. Now we're going to get a foul call on the Lumberjacks once again. That's going to go against Sean Wilson. That's his first. Lumberjacks wanted a jump ball on that. It looked like the Merrill player got tied up. Two shots coming here for Brandon Bartz. First one's up and in, and the lid is off the basket, at least for the Blue Jays. They lead it 1-0. Second foul shot coming for Bartz. He got them both. 2-0 Blue Jays. Basketball brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Rutkowski in the front court with it on the dribble. Now he's going to drive in, and he travels with the basketball. Out of control on the drive, and Rutkowski travels. And four turnovers here in the first five possessions for the Lumberjacks. Bryce Taylor's going to get back into the game. Rutkowski's going to take a seat. So it's Taylor, Wilson, Pate, Widmark, and Dimka on the floor now for the Lumberjacks. Substitution for the Blue Jays. You came in here. Looks like Alex Zettler is the new player on the floor for Merrill. He has the basketball, feeds a cutter. That's Bartz, throws up a shot. Wilson blocks it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bryce Taylor. It went right off his face and out of bounds. And Merrill will keep it. So the Blue Jays will inbound it here, 4:46 to play first quarter. They get an in three ball from the corner launch. That's too hard. Pate with the rebound on the miss by Zettler. And he's back the other way. Trent Pate into the front court. Gives it to Wilson. Now it's Dimka. Down low to Widmark. Ball locked away and stolen. Another turnover. This is incredible. Dimka's pass was intercepted. Now driving. Ball locked away from Moots. Widmark comes away with it. Merrill turns it over. Hayes quickly ahead to Taylor. Puts it on the floor. Hangs in the air. No. The rebound putback is up and in by Sean Wilson. Wilson followed that time and got the rebound putback of the miss by Taylor. And the Lumberjacks are on the board tied at two. East looks like they want to push the ball and they have the opportunity. Bartz pull-up jumper in the paint. Missed it. Wilson pulls away the rebound. Taylor in the front court. Dimka catches right wing. Now back to Pate. Trent Pate pulls up, shoots, and hits. Trent Pate, tough shot. He had a man in his face that time, and he knocked down the jumper. And it's 4-2. Lumberjacks with the lead. So they survived the early drop and now have a lead. Merrill with it. Drive in, shot put up over Wilson. Another miss, and Pate knocks away the rebound to Dimka. Nick Peterson missed that one. Now it's Widmark to Pate. Looking for Wilson down low. They're off the road to the top. Wilson catches, fake, shoots, missed. Widmark to put back up and in. Lumberjacks crashing the offensive glass so far. They've got three straight baskets, and they lead it here 6-2. Brandon Bartz into the front court. Moots. This is a team that East may see in the tournament. It's a three-ball launch by Zettler, and he nails it. Alex Zettler for three right wing. Timeout called by Miro. We'll take one as well. 2:58 to play first quarter, 6-5 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Mineral High School Gymnasium. Lumberjack basketball also brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Lumberjacks have the basketball. Witkowski back in there. Gives it to Wilson. Now it's Bryce Taylor. Taylor, the paint top of the key. He's going to launch her out there. A little bit long. The rebound is kept alive, but they're going to get Taylor on a loose ball foul. And Bryce Taylor will pick up the foul at his first. Merrill will have it. East leading 6-5. Lumberjacks in Division II in the tournament this year for hoops. So these two teams could meet up in the Division II tournament. Blue Jays with it. Now they get it into Mooch. He moved Wilson off. Wilson goes down. Ball is loose. Wilson came away with it. Now the ball grabbed by Rutkowski, and now we're going to get a traveling call on the Lumberjacks. Ball was loose. Rutkowski grabbed it and then apparently traveled with the basketball. Blue Jays will inbound at side court. 2:27 to play. Merrill basketball. And Brandon Bartz on the dribble. Wants to drive. Now kicks it left wing. Bartz gets it back. Austin Reisman in the game for Merrill. Skip pass, pull-up jumper is no good. Pate goes up for the rebound on the miss by Nick Peterson. And Pate brings it into the front court. Wants to drive, jump start, off the glass, up on the end. Trip Pate. Pate's got some skills, and he was able to split a couple of defenders and bank one in right there. 8-5. Lumberjacks, Merrill with it. Right wing, now ball knocked away by Pate, but the Blue Jays run down the loose ball. Bartz with it. Splits two defenders. Drives, hangs in the air. Shot blocked, but they get a foul. They whistle, and a foul called on the Lumberjacks. And that's going to be called on Tanner Dimka, I believe. No, who'd they give that foul to? They gave it to... Dimka's not in the... Simka's not on the game. It can't be on him. It's got him off on Bryce Taylor, all right? Taylor picks up the foul. His second. J.P. Lacy in the game for East. Eric Daniel gets the call. And so does Lewis Nash. Lumberjacks going a bit smaller here now. And Bartz hits the foul shot. 8-6. East with it, Nash to Pate, Pate between the circles. He wants to drive, hangs in the air, off the glass again. Trent Pate going hard to the basket. He's got 6 points here in the quarter, and it's 10-6, Lumberjacks by 4. Merrill, three ball right wing, is too hard, no good. Pate with another rebound. The miss that time by Austin Reisman. Eric Daniel's going to drive, now throws it away. Ball loose, and Merrill comes away with it. Daniel with a blind pass that time, and it went right into the hands of one of the Blue Jays. They're going to slow things down as they bring it in. We go under a minute to play in the quarter. Lumberjacks surviving a very slow start and have the lead here. Nick Peterson with it. Gives it to Bartz. Bartz looks back to Peterson. 45 seconds in the quarter. Now it's Bartz at the elbow. Ball knocked away by Lacy for a moment. Merrill gets it back. Now Pate with an overplay, nearly gets the steal. Merrill with it, three ball top of the key. Peterson, he buries it. Peterson for three from out on top. 10-9, Lumberjacks by one. Rutkowski to the front court, 26 seconds to play in the quarter. Rutkowski on the dribble, gets the screen from Lacy, gives it off to Pate. Pate, now Lacy pass, gets stolen away. Merrill's going to get a layup on the other end. Settler gets the steal and the layup. The Lacy pass by Pate that time, easily intercepted. 11-10, Merrill by one. Rutkowski. Rutkowski on the drive. Daniel launches a three. That's going to be way short. And that's how the first quarter will come to an end. So a bad beginning of the quarter and a bad end of the quarter for the Lumberjacks. In between, they played pretty well, but still way too many turnovers. And they trail by one here at the end of the quarter, 11-10. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Back at the Merrill Gym, Lumberjacks trailing here 11-10 as we go to the second quarter. It'll be Trenton Pate, Jaden Rutkowski, Lewis Nass, J.P. Lacey, and Eric Daniel on the deck. Logan Bailey on the floor for the Lumberjacks. Bailey has it, right wing. Little baseline, that was cut off. Now picks up his dribble, gets it inside to Pate, turns, feeds a cutter, that shot blocked. Nass got stripped, and back the other way comes Merrill. Lutz is going to make a spin move. Rutkowski's going to be called for the foul. And that is going to send Merrill to the free throw line in the bonus. Now one more. 16 foul. Next one will put Merrill at the line, so the Blue Jays will inbound it here. Bartz will look to get it in. And does. Now Bartz gets it back. Moots gets a screen, shoots a three right wing. That's short. Lacey kept the rebound alive, and Nass comes away with it. Back the other way. Lumberjacks with it, Pete. Gives it to Rutkowski. Now it's Bailey. He launches a three. Too hard. The rebound, though. Lacey got it, got knocked down, and gets the ball outside without traveling. Pete launches a three. He rattles it home. Trenton Pate feeling it offensively tonight. He's got 11 of their 13 points. I take that back. He's got 9 of their 13 points so far here in this game. 13-11, Lumberjacks by 2. Merrill with it. Here's a drive down the baseline. Shop it up. That's no good. Pay with another rebound. Bartz missed that one. And here comes East back the other way. Pate's going to go right to the hole. Lost the handle on it that time. A little too wild on the drive that time by Trenton Pate. And back the other way come the Blue Jays. You know, when you're feeling it offensively, you just want to keep doing it. Keep taking it to the basket, keep taking shots. That time, a little out of control on a drive down the lane, lost the handle on it. That's the ninth turnover here so far for East. Moots has it between the circles for the Blue Jays, gives it off to Rutkowski. Now it's Dick Peterson to Moots to Bartz. Jake Anderson's going to drive around Lacey. Bross lost the handle on it, out of bounds, just lost the dribble. And Merrill will turn it over for the fifth time. Lumberjacks are going to substitute four here. Whitmark comes back in. So does Dylan Hamlin playing with two fouls. Bryce Taylor comes back in and Tanner Shinkai as well. Logan Bailey stays on the floor for the Lumberjacks. And Merrill with some substitutions as well. Austin Reisman back in the game for the Blue Jays. Bailey's going to bring it ahead for the Lumberjacks into the front court. Now it's Dimka right wing. Widmark out on top. Bailey, Taylor, left wing. Looking inside for Hamlin. Dimka down low to Hamlin. Hamlin kicks it out to Taylor. Taylor's going to drive down the lane. Little running half hook. No. And the rebound grabbed by the Blue Jays. They want to push. They get it ahead. Shot put off the glass up and in. Austin Reisman running the floor. Gets the pass and the layup on the other end. And we're tied at 13. Taylor skipped past the Dimka left wing. He's open for three. No, a little bit short. Hamlin the rebound. The putback off the glass, up and in. Dylan Hamlin with the offensive rebound. He's doing a good job on the offensive glass tonight. 15-13, Lumberjacks by 2. Moots gives it off to Alex Zettler for Merrill. Now the ball knocked away by Taylor for a moment. Merrill gets it back. Right wing, now on the baseline, Jake Anderson shoots. No, Dimka with the rebound. Here comes East into the front court. Dimka, his pass intercepted. He decided to make that pass even though there was a Merrill player right there. Down the other way, Moots, and he gets fouled. And Chaz Moots will go to the line and shoot a pair here. Dimka will pick up his foul, his first foul. 7 fouls called on East here in the half. Just 3 on the Blue Jays. First foul shot up and in for Chaz Moots. Lumberjacks have yet to shoot a free throw in this game. And yet they're not really long-range bombing. 4 three-point attempts. They've made 1. Second foul shot for Moots up and in. He got them both. And it's 15 all. Dimka into the front court. Merrill playing his zone here. or Daniel in the game. Now it's Hamlin on the baseline. Pull-up jumper for Dillon. No. And the rebound grabbed by Merrill. A little hard that time on the little six-foot jumper on the baseline. Merrill back the other way. Outside the arc with it, Chaz Boots. They bounce it into the post. Anderson blows right past Hamlin and missed the layup. And Hamlin with the rebound. Dimke in the front court. Now it's Daniels. Made a move. Now it's double teamed. Gives it to Hamlin at the elbow. Rake that to Whitmark at the elbow. Taylor. Now it's Dimke. Pass inside to Whitmark. It stops away. He gets it back. Taylor for three. Too hard. No good. Daniel with the rebound. He gives it to Hamlin at the free throw line. Now the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch. I don't think either official could see that. Neither official is in position. They're going to talk about it. And they're going to call a jump ball because they couldn't tell. They were both not in position to see who touched that one. So a jump ball called, and it will be Merrill basketball on the possession arrow. So another East turnover. That's 11. 4-2 to play here. First half tied at 15. And it will be Chaz Boots to inbound it for the Blue Jays. On the dribble now, Brandon Bartz. Pass inside, up and in for Tucker Diethelm. 4-2, and the Blue Jays have another lead here, 17-15. Taylor to Whitmark. Gives it to Dimke, now Daniel, left wing. Back out on top to Dimke, now Daniel gets it back. Makes a move, drives in, shot blocked, but he gets fouled, and Eric Daniel will make East's first trip to the free throw line here tonight. And they're going to get Jake Anderson on a foul. That's his first. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care. Open Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. First foul shot for Daniel is up and in. 17-16, Blue Jays. Sean Wilson is going to check back in for Hamlin. Lumberjack basketball also brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Daniel missed the second foul shot. East got the rebound, but threw it away, and Merrill comes down the other side and scores. Zettler gets the rebound. And the Blue Jays have the lead here, 19-16. Taylor's open for three. That's a little bit short. Merrill with another rebound. Taylor starting slow tonight offensively. He's 0 for 4. Merrill back the other way. And the ball knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Dimke. And Merrill will have it. Trenton Pate going to check back into the game for the Lumberjacks. He's really been the only consistent offensive player so far. He's got 9 points. He's also got a couple of turnovers to go with those 9 points. Chaz Boots with it, now gives it off to Zettler. Zettler, bounce pass down low, Diethelm. Wilson denies that, so they kick it back outside. Bartz to Jake Anderson. Widmark's out on him. He's playing man-to-man here now. Now an overplay by Pate, and knocked out of bounds off of Bartz. And the Lumberjacks will have a sixth turnover on Merrill. And with 2:41 to play in the half and down three, East will have the basketball. Bryce Taylor into the front court. Gives it to Daniel, left wing. And he throws it away. Wilson knocks it away. No out of bounds. Last touch by Sean. Eric Daniel not making a good decision there. He threw it right into heavy pressure, and it was an easy steal for the Blue Jays. Wilson knocked it out of bounds. And into the game for the Lumberjacks. Tim Nass makes his first appearance tonight. Brandon Bartz will walk it ahead. He goes back into his zone here. They get it to the elbow to Moose. He drives in, no, but a foul, and he'll go to the line. And that foul is going to be called on Tim Nass. That's his first. And so Moose at the line to shoot a pair here with 2:20 to play in the half. Lumberjacks go into these long offensive droughts. It doesn't help when you turn the ball over a lot. Moose misses the first foul shot. Merrill driving to the basket and earning trips to the line. Second foul shot coming for Moots. And that rattles around and in. He got one of two there. And it's a 4-point game, 20-16, Blue Jays. Taylor into the front court with it. Gives it off to Pate. Pate avoids pressure. Now kicks it. Taylor's open for three. Left wing. In and out. No good. The rebound grabbed by Merrill. And into the front court comes Barnes again. He'll slow things down. Right wing. Nick Peterson. Now Barnes again. Trying to set up Moots at the elbow. And Diedhelm, the other 6'5 player, down low. He's staying in the zone. Boots right wing, back out on top to Barnes. They swing it now to Zettler. Now left wing, Jake Anderson. Back out on top. Boots thought about driving, now kicks it back to the left wing. Minute 33 to play. Merrill takes the air out of the ball a little bit here. They feed it inside. Ball knocked away. Wilson had it for a moment. Now Pate will grab it and get it for the Lumberjacks. And we get a whistle and a traveling call on Trent Pate. Yikes. So Dooley turnovers, give the ball back to the Blue Jays here. Tanner Dimka checks back in for the Lumberjacks. Well, Dimka trying some different combinations of players here tonight, things that we haven't seen yet this year. Now they finally get the ball inbound to Anderson, and Barts will have it. Nick Peterson, now right wing, this is Matt Rutkowski. They give it to Moots. Out on top to Brandon Barnes. High post, Anderson shoots over Wilson and got the roll. Shooter's roll for Jake Anderson. Jumper from the free throw line. And it's 22-16. And we get an official's timeout call here. Two officials are going to confer. And now the employee officials is going over to the East bench again, telling them something again. I don't think maybe the clock didn't start. 55.7 seconds on the clock, so they're going to inbound inside court. And Pate will be on the dribble here. Gives it to Dimka. Pate gets it off a screen. Double team, slips the double team, hangs in the air, wants to let himself in. Double pump for Trenton Pate, and he got the hoop. Well, the Lumberjacks are going to score tonight. Pate going to the hoop is not a bad option. 22-18. Right wing, Merrill with it. 30 seconds to play in the half. Bounce pass inside the bar, two ball into the basket, nearly traveled, now threw it away. Lumberjacks come away with it. They'll get a shot in the last one here. Pate thought about the three. Now he drives baseline, hangs in the air, left that short. Rebound, goes out of bounds. They're going to get five over the back on it. Loose ball foul. Trent Pate's going to pick up the foul over the back on the rebound attempt. So Merrill will have the basketball and be able to shoot free throws here, 1-1, with 13.5 seconds to play in the half. Pate thought he was going to get bumped, so he left that little jumper on the baseline a little short. And then he went over the back trying to grab the rebound. The outside official made the call. And Jake Anderson will be at the line here to shoot a 1-1. First one is up and in. 43-18, Merrill by 5. Second foul shot coming for Jake Anderson. And he rattles it home. 24-18, Lumberjacks with it, 12 seconds. Pate's going to bring it to the front court, 9 seconds. They're going to do something quick, dash back to Pate. He's going to launch a long three, off the rim, no good. The rebound kept alive, Merrill has it, and that's now the first half will come to an end. I think they wanted a little better shot than that. Pate launches a three from way out on top, and the half comes to an end, and the Lumberjacks find themselves down by a score of 24-18. Back in a moment, we'll recap all the scoring for you next. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.